Welcome to Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits. This is episode 23, which we are calling Back to the Highlands, because even though we did the Highlands very recently in episode 21, someone gave us a bottle of Highland Scotch, and so then we rounded up a couple more, and here we are again. So today we're doing Tomatin, Old Pulteney, and Glenmorangie. So, who wants... first of all, we're Marlis,
Judy,
and John.
Yes, and John is going to start us out with Tomatin, which is the donated one by our friend Sean Schulmeyer. Thank you.
All right, thank you, John. So, Tomatin Distillery is a single malt Scotch whiskey distillery in the village of Tomatin. Its whiskey is classified as being from the Highland region, and it's 25 minutes south of Inverness. Although it's thought that whiskey has been distilled on the site since the 16th century, when cattle drivers would buy from a local still, the distillery was not established until 1897 under the name of Tomatin Spey Distillery Company, Ltd. The company went bankrupt in 1906 and reopened under new ownership in 1909. After the liquidation of its owners in 1986, it was taken over by Japanese conglomerate Takara Shuzo and was renamed Tomatin Distillery Company, Ltd. So...
Okay.
Can we drink now?
Okay. It's pretty. It's kind of a pale amber. Or a rich gold, I suppose you could say.
Yeah, I would say that.
We'll go with amberish gold.
Okay. There. All right. That'd be good.
Amber gold.
Amber gold.
It sounds like a stripper.
It smells good. Maybe. Well, anyway.
No, it does.
Let's not go there, Marlis. It reminds me of some other scotch that I don't remember because we've done so many.
Uh-huh.
But it just has a little bit of that same finish as possibly other Highlands. Maybe that's what it is.
It's got a little bit of bite. Some nice sweetness.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe some dark fruit flavor.
Yeah. Now, this is a 12-year-old aged in bourbon and sherry casks. So it's got some of that sherry.
Okay.
In it, and I'm trying to read the label, but it's very tiny writing. I think they would not do that, given that many of us who like scotch are aging quickly. So anyway, but there's a little bit of heat, but the taste is pretty smooth.
Yeah,
there's some sherry. I don't know that it's so much dark fruit that I taste, but maybe a little honey with the sherry, a little citrus.
I think there's some honey flavor to me.
Yeah, but not like a really light, acrid citrus. More like a little orange or something in there.
Yeah, that could be.
Or orange peel. But it's a tasty one.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Nice early fall whiskey. When you're just getting the nice, starting to get the nice cool nights, but it's not all dark and rainy.
Yeah.
It actually rained a little bit today on the west side.
Did it?
Yes, it did.
I don't think
it
got
it's just
any
kind
here.
Of
it was
sprinkling.
It was spitting.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
It was spitting Tomatin at us or something. I don't know.
Well.
Spitty rain.
That'd be expensive rain.
Yeah, I guess true. I did. One thing I did when we were shopping is I took pictures of the price tags. Of all the ones that we have tonight.
Uh-huh.
Because we're always like, oh, well, I don't know how much this one costs. I just reorganized my phone and I can't find anything. So, the Tomatin, this is a 12-year?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Tomatin 12-year, the base price is $41.99 at Total Wine & More. And then by the time we get all our lovely taxes and fees, it is, one of which is beverage. Oh, no. Oh, what is that? Never mind. Forget I said anything about anything. It's $41.99 base price, and with all the taxes and fees, is $53.43. So a base, the one tax is 20.5%.
Yeah.
So as you can see, we gotta pony up if we want to drink alcohol.
That's right.
All right. So Tomatin, do you have any tasting notes on the Tomatin, or was that?
No, because I ran out of blue ink on the printer.
Oh, that's right. You said you were...
That's unfortunate.
I know. Sorry.
Do you want me to look on the Google?
Okay. You can do that. Yeah, that would be good.
Blue.
That it says around 80% of Tomaton's whiskey goes into blended whiskey. I'm just, you know, ad-libbing here. I'm coming up with this.
Ad-libbing while you read?
Yeah, yeah. I'm reading this so that, you know, we've got something going on. Anyway, around 80% of Tomaton's whiskey goes into blended whiskey, including its own brands of Antiquary and Talisman. The distillery, as of late, has been making an effort to bolster its name as a producer of single malts and is expanding its core range. In 2003, Tomaton's basic 10-year-old malt was replaced by the 12-year-old. Other limited releases are often made, including a 32-year, a 40-year, and single cask offerings. Recently, the distillery has begun to produce a lightly peated single malt called Kuboken, which is produced 1 week a year at the distillery. Limited run.
Okay. The Scotch Noob at scotchnoob.com says that the nose should be predominant note of candy apple with undertones of nougat, cinnamon, fruit punch, and breakfast cereal. We don't know which breakfast cereal.
That's right.
Would that be Captain Crunch? Would that be
Fruity Pebbles?
Count Chocula?
Shredded
Lucky
Wheat.
Charms?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be Irish whiskey. That would be Lucky Charms. That's, but anyway.
Probably.
So I'm not sure I'm smelling breakfast cereal, but that's all right. Maybe they just mean like oaty or barley or
A little
something.
Grainy or something.
Yeah. So anyway, standard in a partially sherried kind of way, it says. The palate, nice density to the body, almost silky. Nut skins.
Really?
Keep it clean.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Hey, they're the one that wrote nut skins.
I know.
Shredded wheat.
Now
they're...
Shredded wheat.
Shredded
there you go.
Wheat. Why didn't they say shredded wheat at the top?
I don't know.
And dried sherries on a bed of humdrum malt. I'm not sure what a bed of humdrum malt would be like.
Not very exciting, evidently.
Never thought malt was horribly exciting. And later they have tasting notes with water, so we can we'll come back when we get to the water part. All right, so
now,
next.
Old Pulteney. This distillery was established in 1826 and then, of course, closed at a later date and then reopened. It used to be the distillery that was most northerly on the Scottish mainland. It has been since usurped. That title has been usurped by Wolfburn Distillery near Thurso. But it was, for a long time, it was inaccessible except by sea, so that the barley was bought in by sea, the... whiskey barrels were shipped out by sea, and a lot of the employees at the distillery were also fishermen. But the herring industry is no longer part of the daily life in Wick, which is where the distillery is. But the distillery is still operating, and it's now owned by Inverhouse Distillers. So, also a lovely kind of goldish amber. And there go... Oh. It's gone now.
That's just rude.
Yeah, really? It's also a lovely amber, pale amber or rich gold, I'd say.
A little darker than Tomaton, I think.
Oh, yeah, I think you're right.
Well, I drank too much of my Tomaton.
That's true.
Go.
It's hard to tell now.
I'll have to get more later.
I know. Okay, so this is Old Pulteney, and this is the, forgot to read the bottle. It's the 12-year, and there should be, it should be robust with a delicate air of sea air. Delicate hint of sea air. So, yeah, it's supposed to have a distinctive taste because of the location and the aging in the sea air atmosphere.
I think I'm getting the brine. I think I'm, like...
Smelling it?
Yeah, a little bit.
It is different. It has a different finish from... A definite different finish from the Tomaton.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is different.
I'm actually thinking I like it better than the Tomaton. I like the Tomaton. But right now, this one...
This isn't nearly as sweet.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Tomaton has more fruit.
It's got more like... I don't know how to explain it. If it's nuts or oak or something. And brine.
Possibly some nut skins. It's my new go-to now.
That's right.
Just a hint of nut skin here.
I'm sorry. It's been a long day, even though we haven't done a lot.
It's been a long week, actually. that's okay.
Hmm.
Well, that's tasty. That would stand up to food nicely.
Yeah.
It would go very well with, you know, some beef, you know, or a spicy pork or something like mm-hmm. that.
Yeah, I think I'm getting oak. maybe some of the brine. Not a lot of sweetness.
Mm-mm.
It's not overly alcohol strong, so it's not.
No, there isn't a lot of heat.
It's got a little bit of heat, but it's not. Yeah, it's not bad. Not bad at all.
It's 43% alcohol,
mm-hmm.
and the Tomatin also 43.
Okay,
which is fairly standard.
Yeah.
Do you have tasty notes on that? Oh, no. Wait, no, you ran out of blue ink. Okay, so the nose should be honeycomb, vanilla tablet. Not sure why that's different from any other kind of vanilla, but vanilla. I don't even know what a vanilla tablet is. But
a tablet?
Soft sawdust oakiness and oat cakes.
Oat cakes. I made oat cakes once when I had a British cookbook, and I thought, I will make an oat cake. They were actually kind of, I think they're one of those things you have to grow up with in order to truly appreciate. Kind of like pickled herring.
Yeah.
I love pickled herring.
And the palate, chocolate peanuts, mint, citrus peels, maritime elements.
It's the brine.
And yeah. White pepper, as opposed to black pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Maritime elements, you know, like...
Okay, well, we
seaweed
got,
and
we got the oak and the brine and the
dead
the nuts.
Crab.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't taste like dead crab.
No,
I'm just saying that would be a maritime element.
It would be, yes.
There are many.
Mm-hmm.
I can see pepper too.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's good.
Very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And the finish, toffee, brine, and the lemon.
I'm not getting the toffee in this, are you?
No, I'm not getting the lemon either.
I could maybe see a little toffee. Yeah, I think I'm tasting it.
You're supposed to see it. You're supposed to taste it.
Yeah, I'm seeing it in my tongue.
Oh.
My tongue sees it.
Okay.
Yeah. See the little eyes?
You have many.
Yeah, little eyes on my tongue.
Yeah. All right.
All right.
Oh, those are taste buds. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. All right. Next on the list is Glenmorangie. I do not have as much background info as John and Marlis.
It's also 43%.
It was the Glenmorangie Distillery was founded in 1843 in the Scottish Highlands. He brought forth a pioneering single malt whiskey, wonderfully complex and exceptionally smooth. Okay.
All right.
So apparently, it is perfected by the men of Tain.
Well,
I had to, if you want to go to the Glenmorangie website, there is a little section on the Men of Tain, who are basically the craftsmen who were given the secrets of Glenmorangie and created the potion each day. So, there's a little history of the Men of Tain.
Okay.
On their website.
High
octane?
It was brought forth.
Yeah.
Only in October, probably.
What's your name? Puddin'Tain?
Puddin'Tain.
Ask me again.
I'll tell you the same.
sorry, Men of Tain. We mean no disrespect.
Sorry, yeah.
No, Glenmorangie Original, which is what we're drinking, is produced by marrying the delicate spirit that emerges from Scotland's tallest stills with first and second fill American white oak casks.
Ooh.
It is matured for 10 years, 10 long years, in a range of...
As opposed to those short years
those short years that
it's
we
like
have.
Live nude girls.
I watched Dateline and 48 Hours, and there are people out there that don't even.
Yeah,
anyway... it's matured for 10 long years in a range of ex-bourbon casks, such as our famous slow-grown and air-dried designer casks from Missouri.
Well.
Missouri.
Or designer casks?
Missouri, if you prefer.
Missouri. That's right.
That our raw spirit develops a perfect balance between sweetness and complexity, resulting in a mature spirit that is soft, mellow, and creamy.
Ooh.
perfect for enjoying at any time. So it doesn't have to be a dark and stormy night. You don't have to be at the beach. You don't have to be in a Scottish pub. None of that stuff. Sure. You can be anywhere you daggone well please.
Okay.
All right.
They're also really well known for doing whiskeys that are aged in sherry and port and various other combinations of
casks. They have a nice little range of stuff.
My very first whiskey tasting I did, I had a couple other, like a couple Islas, and then I had three different Glenmorangies, you know, depending on what it was aged in. So,
all right.
Always fun.
Always fun.
Yeah, I think it's a little lighter in color.
Seems to be,
a little bit.
Oh, interesting, kind of a fruity smell.
Well, that is good you said that. Funny you should mention.
Oh, is it you have smelly notes?
Yes. I do have smelly notes. They won't let me scratch and sniff, but it does tell me that you should have the scent of citrus and ripening peaches. And that is softened by the aroma of vanilla.
Almost overripe peaches, frankly.
Yeah, the back of the bottle says, Glenmorangie Original balances honeyed sweetness with notes of citrus, almonds, and creamy vanilla for a rounded complexity and enticing smoothness.
It is very smooth.
Yeah.
Not a lot of heat. You know, it just kind of sits there in your mouth and then slides on down.
All of these have a very different finish. They're very, very different.
You can taste the vanilla.
It says, first, vanilla is detected on the tongue before it ripples along the palate, bringing a burst of flowery fruitiness. Oh. Now it's saying that the finish you will not feel for another minute, so we will time.
Okay.
No, not really.
60 seconds, go.
No, it is lovely.
Yeah.
So it's about a minute after tasting, you are left with a clean and salving aftertaste with hints of orange and peach. I don't like to use the word aftertaste. That sounds like something bad.
I mean, it means the same thing,
but
it's still a taste.
People tend to use it when it's something, aftertaste.
That's true.
You know,
why do they call it an aftertaste when you're still tasting?
Because it's after you swallowed it.
It's like currently tasting something different from what you tasted before, but it's still tasting.
Well, there is that, yes.
Yeah.
But it's after you've tasted.
Well,
it's after you swallowed, so that's why they call it aftertaste.
Second taste.
Is it like 11 Z's or
second
dinner or
whatever?
This is one of those things, kind of like Cardew, that it's so smooth and it goes down so easily.
Yeah.
That it might not be a good idea because you could just kind of sip.
Until you pass out.
It's like, wait a minute.
There you are.
Why is my bottle empty?
Throwing up on wee Davy McPherson's grave or something.
Here she's taking more
for those of you who can't see.
I didn't have enough for the water test.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have enough for the Tomatin. I drank too much of the Tomatin.
Yeah.
Very soon I won't have enough for the water test either because it's just really good.
Yeah, well, that there's my point. Yeah.
Yeah. We're enjoying this one, folks, in case you couldn't tell.
Actually, we've enjoyed all of them, I don't think.
Yeah, definitely.
They're all very good.
Oh, that's what I meant. I'm just making sure I have enough of the old.
But honestly, the Glenmorangie is very smooth. It's got a nice sweetness to it. It does have a little bit of citrus taste. And it's just, you know, gosh, it's just a really, really good all-around scotch.
Good, I did put that in the right glass. I was like, wait, did I put that in the right glass? Over there?
Thank you.
Do you need more of that?
Whoosh.
A little bit.
I might want a smidge more of the old guy, the old Poutini.
Poutini. I think.
I like old Poutini better. Like John said, it sounds like a magician.
I know
exactly, or the Flying Walenzas or something. Yeah. You know, the Poutini family.
Okay, so now we're adding a little bit of water to each of the candidates today. It's the Glenmorangie. You drank all your Glenmorangie.
I did. It's terrible.
John didn't like that
this
one
awful.
At all.
Yeah,
it's a terrible thing.
Yeah, the Glenmorangie is just terrible because I drank all of it. And it's so good.
Just so you know, when you see the picture of the bottles that we put up, the Tomatin was half gone because it, like we said earlier, it was donated for the cause, and the donator apparently enjoyed it a bit before.
That's how it arrived.
Well, and she brought it. here, and so I enjoyed some of it,
too. There you go.
Oh, did you have it with dinner when you with her, or?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Anyway, we had Marlis cheated.
Yeah, but we didn't drink all of it before we started podcasting.
All right.
Days and days and weeks.
So we're on with the water.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, and, oh no, I have like detritus in my...
Is it a bug?
No, I don't know what it was. Oh, who knows?
Detritus.
We went bike riding today. I might have dirt in my hair.
You could. That's true.
Maybe it got in there. Okay. We're trying the Tomatin with a little tad of water.
Now, I don't know if it's because we're coming back to this after having drunk a couple of other things, but it seems to have no heat at all now.
For me, I wouldn't say that. I think that depends on your palate and... Or if you've blown out your taste buds already or...
Well, there is that. No, but I mean, before it had, especially at the end, there was a real bite.
Yeah.
And I'm not feeling that now.
Right? It is toned down. It's
it's toned down.
It's got a nice warmth to it.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, I wouldn't call it a bite. I would just call it a little bit of warmth. Mm-hmm.
She said that's heat. Really comfy. I was responding to the heat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I was just saying, I wouldn't say it doesn't have any heat. I'm just saying that
it's warm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not. Okay. You know, kind of.
This is like I'm sitting on the couch and it's really cold and I just pulled my electric blanket up and it's like really comfy now. Nice and warm.
Well, before it was you put your hand on the stove when it was hot.
Not quite, no.
Oh, okay.
I wouldn't call it that either.
I wanted a comparison.
It was
more like, you know, lighting a match.
Yeah.
Oh. You know, kind of, whoo.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and now it's just a warm blankie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Got it.
I know what it's like to put my hand on the stove. You know, it's not like that.
No, that would be really painful.
We just need to make sure our listeners understand what we mean by the heat. Mm-hmm. What heat level are we at? Are we talking about? Yeah. That's
okay.
All.
Okay.
So now we're on to Old Pulteney. Very northward in the highlands with the herring fishermen who have retired by now, I'm sure, but I like herring.
Ew. Mm. I'm glad it doesn't taste like herring.
Mm.
Do you like pickled herring?
Mm-hmm. I love pickled herring.
Didn't you make a joke about pickled herring earlier?
Well, I did, but I just said it's one of those things you have to grow up with, which I did, so I love pickled herring.
I'm sorry.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. We have Christmas, and my sister and I are the only ones who eat the pickled herring. But that's okay. We like it.
Mm.
And it's kind of a rite of passage. Whenever anyone marries into the family, they have to try the pickled herring.
Okay. All right.
And everyone tells them, you know, it's not as bad as you think. And it's like, oh, okay.
And they taste it, and they say, yes, it is.
No, it isn't. It actually doesn't taste that bad. It's just kind of like the whole idea of it. Kind of like lutefisk.
Sounds worse than all.
Actually, is as
I can tell you this right now.
Okay,
we're not doing a pickled herring podcast. Promise.
No lutefisk though. We're gonna.
No.
Oh God, no.
No. No. No. No. No. No. John's gonna do that one by himself.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is good. I think I like it even better with a little bit of water in it.
Yeah.
So now we will taste a little watered down Glenmorangie.
Has a nice sweetness though to the mm-hmm. aroma, mm-hmm. the nose.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes it even more dangerous
because
it smooths it out even more.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I would still put it over ice. I think.
I'm not sure. I think I like it neat. Yeah, this is good.
I think I'd put like one ice cube in a fairly good shot, and that would ease it up a little bit, but it wouldn't overwhelm it because it is a fairly delicate taste.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it's really good.
Which is what makes it so dangerous, of course.
Yeah, but, no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
And it was $31? $31.99.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to do the... Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's pretty reasonably priced, too, for as good as it is.
Mm-hmm.
I like it a lot for...
Yeah, that one was... the base price was like 31 something or other.
I think it was 99, yeah.
Some of the highlands, and I think some of the space sides, you can get really... You can start at least at a fairly reasonable, you know, $29 to $40 base price.
Yeah, there's quite a few in there.
Which
that
is
range.
Pretty nice, yeah.
So the base prices for the Glenmorangie is $31.99 at Total Wine & More. And then after we paid taxes and everything, it was $41.38. And what's interesting, their notes on it say that it has delicate notes of candied apple, light toffee, pear and pear drops, nuances of rose petals. I didn't get that, but that's all right. rose petals, carnations, and lightly toasted malt.
Hmm.
The palate early is grainy and moderately sweet. At mid-palate, there's a burst of red pepper backed by tastes of pears, peaches, and mushrooms. Not quite
good. Didn't get a lot of that.
No mushrooms. Mushrooms. And for the...
Of course, we're near the mushroom farm, so maybe you just can't tell.
That's true. The old Pulteney. Matured wholly in air-dried, hand-selected ex-bourbon casks. Dry, medium-bodied, and smooth with a clean finish. Faintly salty with a slight cherry note and sea air. The base price for that is $47.99, $60.66 when you add the prices here in good old Washington.
Yeah.
I have to admit, I kind of like the old Pulteney just because it's so different from the others. But again, I like Highlands a lot. You know, they're very tasty. They're not terribly... They're not going to beat you up, and they're just, they have all sorts of tastes to explore and various strengths. And they do a lot of experimentation with the type of cask that they are aged in and all of that sort of stuff. So that's kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and even though Highland is considered a single region, there's such a variety and there's so many distilleries.
It's a huge, it is the largest region and the least populated, which makes sense, but it's... There are a lot of Highland distilleries, but far, far away from each other, unlike Speyside.
Yeah, and they try a lot of different styles, too. There's so many of them that are really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we have tasted one that we did not really like, or I didn't really like. Maybe I'm not remembering that. I don't remember whether
Do you recall what it was?
Anoch.
Oh, yeah.
The Highland Scotch of Klingons.
No. You just didn't like the name. You didn't like the taste either.
I didn't like the taste either.
No, and I bought it because of the name. I thought it was a cool name.
It is a cool name.
So, yeah, you know.
I got a lot of play out of it.
Yeah, but it wasn't our favorite.
I did not. And if I remember correctly, none of us really liked it that much.
I know. So now the question is, we have an Eternity bottle or Infinity bottle.
Infinity bottle.
Yeah. I don't think any of us
Hey, I'm there, man. I'm going for the distance.
I know. Okay. So which one do we want to add?
Ooh. How about, since it was so much different from everything else, old Pulteney.
Okay.
What do you think, John?
Sure. That sounds
good. All right. That's what's going to go into it then.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, guys.
I like it.
Well, thank you very much for joining us. And join us again next time. We're going to try some Canadian whiskeys. Which,
now we just have to remember that we're going to do that now that we've actually promised it.
Well, and again, this is one of my prejudices, you know. This is probably something that old guys sit in dark bars and drink, but we will find out.
All right.
Next time on Fun with Scotch and Other Fine Spirits.
All right, and if you need to get in touch with us, you can reach us at funwithscotch@gmail.com. And, you know, please do comment, send us an email. Give us a rating on iTunes if you can. 5 stars would be awesome. You know, but whatever you like is good. So,
and we also have an Instagram and a Facebook. Just look up Fun with Scotch and you'll find us.
All right. You guys enjoy.